Blog Talk Radio.
So glad to have you. You got an awesome show planned for today. It's all about the truly the wants and the needs of a healthy relationship, and that's what it's all about. Also, in there, he's talking about the deal breaker, because it's all about the deal breaker dealing with this as well. So we want to make sure we be able to focus on those wants versus those needs, but also the deal breaker. You got to have a deal breaker. So if you're not understanding exactly what is your deal breaker, you need to take time, create your assessment list, and through that assessment list, you'll be able to determine what you're going to be able to tolerate in a relationship and what you're not able to tolerate in a relationship. So it is so awesome to be here with you today. Again, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It's aired on WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and basically, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So we're looking forward to share something with you. Now, the call-in number so you can be a part of the show, if you feel a need to want to share your point of view, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You'll be live. I'll call out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to offer your location. You'll jump in with the conversation that you have. Now, if you want to just hear the show, you can go to our web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can also check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/BRLDiablo Smith. We have 2 devices working here. We're going to give a shout out again to 1914_357. Thank you, my brother, as well. M. Dillon, 1874, thank you. Also, Latasha Ward, who's joining us as well. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Now, we want to share with you that we partner with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, to work for them through their Instagram. And that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And we're working to make sure we get the word out. This vessel is available for you. If you're interested and have something you want to share on this show, all you have to do is give us a call at our office, and I'm going to slowly give you the office number. That's 334-467-7261. Give us a call, and if you're not able to get anybody at that time, just leave a message. We'll make sure we get back with you. Anything that's happening in your neighborhood, anything happening in your community, anything happening in a sense, if you think it's a challenge and the word needs to get out, make sure you give us a call, because we want to talk about it. We want you to be able to set it up with people who can talk about it. That's what it's all about, the vessel to get the word out. And that's what WBSW Internet Talk Radio Station is all about. So we use the many shows that we run from Sunday to Friday. We're talking about all issues, focusing on just not only relationships, but many other things. So we want to talk specifically today about relationships. And this is what it's all about. So you have to keep in mind, when we're talking about relationships, we have to look at the wants versus the needs and see how it determines the deal breaker. And that's what it's all about, understanding exactly what the deal breaker is. Let's take an opportunity to give a shout out to one of our sponsors. We're going to do this early. If you need legal help, you can call B.C. Williams Law, PLC, Attorney Brenaja Williams, and the number is 281-978-2120. She can help you with some things that you may encounter in the past. If you have expungement you need, non-disclosure, and many other things that you might be dealing with, some issues with individuals, she's there. Again, the number is, you contact Attorney Brenaja Williams, 281-978-2120. All right, let's get started with what we want to focus on today, and that's making sure we get all our information out. I mentioned how you can connect through Instagram, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio, but you also have an opportunity to tweet the show. You can tweet us, tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Again, on Instagram, I mentioned Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow with the number 10, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. At WBSW_internet_radio, at Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15, and just simply at the Smith Way Productions. We're just so glad to have this opportunity to be before you and talk about these many topics, but specifically since we've been on this about 3 months, talking about relationships. I mentioned earlier, we started off talking about how to prepare boys and girls for a healthy relationship, to the point where now, you as an adult, we want to know in a relationship and talk about your wants, your needs, and eventually the deal breaker. So it's most likely, when you look at it, it's wants versus needs. And that's what it's all about in a healthy relationship. What do I want and what do I need? First of all, we got to take an opportunity to understand the difference. There's a difference between wants and needs. See, too many people get caught up thinking that it's all the same. See, in a relationship, your wants should be focused around what exactly you have to have. See, you, as a person in a relationship, you want to be happy. See, You want to make sure that whatever you're doing, it includes joy, happiness, and peace. So your ultimate goal is to make sure you do everything that you want to be successful in that relationship. See, wants requires compromise. See, when we talk about need, is something you can't live without. And see, in a relationship, we have to keep that in mind, that we whatever we need, because of our humanistic part of us, we have to see certain things that we need to survive. And one of the things that we want to make sure we understand is certainty. in a relationship, just think about it. I want you to think about your relationship. You're working hard toward making sure that that relationship has certainties in it. You have to understand that I'm certain that that person is going to connect with me. I'm certain if we make a commitment, they're going to be there. Certain, that's the certainty of the relationship. That's what it's all about. Then the relationship, when you need, it's a human mission thing, as I said earlier, it's all about variety. See, you got to have certain things in that relationship, and it's just not one-stop shop. And what I mean that is that you do different things. You know, I talk with a niece of mine. They have a little group get together, and they talk about things that young men and young women should be able to understand about each other. And she asked me, said, can you give me some things that we can talk about? I said, well, we're talking about variety in a relationship. You have to really, really understand that other person and understand that person is a individual. And variety is doing stuff that are different. The little things. It all came and still comes down to the little thing. What are the little things that tickle your fanny? What are the little things that makes a relationship even flash, sparkle, and light up? What you need to have and to make it survive is variety in the relationship. The next thing we truly, truly have to keep in mind is that we have to have significance. The relationship got to be significant. See, being significant about what you're doing and putting that person first. See, we talk in our Thursday night show called The Love Cafe. We take the acronym of love and we look at each one of the letters and talk about exactly how that applies to how important the relationship is, or how significant the relationship is. You know, we got to be able to communicate, so that means the L is listening. You have to be able to listen. Then the O is, it's significant to take on these challenges and try to overcome them, but overlook the fault that you have and the other individual may have. Valuable. When we talk about significant, how valuable is this relationship to you? But besides that, what are your values? What are my values? Let's mutualize those values. So let's make sure we're mutual in what we're talking about and what we're trying to do here. See, then on top of that, we look at the E. The E is all about empowerment. See, to get to be empowered, you have to be encouraging. You have to be exciting. You have to be willing to put everything first to be empowered. See, the significance of that relationship is definitely a need that you have to have. Then the connection. I always said that the connection is so important that you got to, when you meet somebody, if you just meet them as an associate, then that's that tier you're in, you get a certain connection. It's a connection even that I want to find out more about her or him, or I don't want to find anything. In the social state, I found out my name is John Doe. You know, my name is Jane Doe. But that's all I need to know, because if the connection is not good, then I'm going to kind of step away from you. You don't have to look to ask me any other information. We don't need to continue this conversation that I know your name. And that's what it's all about, having a connection so you can put yourself in a position as a need in your relationship so the relationship can grow. See, you've got to have these things in place so the relationship can grow. Be willing to grow. There's a song that I normally play is talking about how you get support and encouragement from your mate. And the thing about a lot of time your mate be holding you back. See, they don't want to see you grow. One of the things where I worked on a college campus some 20 or 30 years ago, I used to tell all the young individuals, I was even young myself, not that old at that time, but tell them that you may be having some kind of friendship with someone back home, but when you come to college, there's going to be a different challenge. And if you find someone that's going to fit in where you're going and growing, then you may need to connect with some of the same things that you're looking at. But if you go back home, I'm not saying it don't work. It works sometimes. But you're going to feel that you outgrown them because you know what? They're going to realize that. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, you thank you so much because you in college. The ideal is I'm trying to better myself in college. I'm trying to grow. So now you either can grow with me or I'm going to leave you where you are. That's hard, but that's real talking. That's what it's all about. We're talking about your needs and wants in a relationship. Your relationship requires you to do all these things, and by doing all these things, I'm going to tell you what you eventually you're going to have. You're going to have a very healthy relationship because now you have contributed to the success of the relationship. See, certainty, variety, significance, connection, growth is contribution to a healthy relationship. When you have those needs that we know we have as a human, we have to focus on them to the point that allow us, if we can work on these things. See, a relationship needs, again, to have certainty, but they also have to have safety. See, people don't realize that person that you want to invest your time must be seen as a provider and a protector. If they're not willing to do that, simply doing the little things like if we're walking through a parking lot on a sidewalk, that person who considers safety gonna always get to the outside. That's just something that's learned. That's something that you know. But you know what? We got to go back and model it. We got to go back and teach our young people that. So that's why we focus on how to prepare a boy for a healthy relationship, how to prepare a girl for a healthy relationship. Some of the things we're talking about that are necessary for our humanistic part so we can survive, we have to work on it and show it. Stability. We can't be going from gang, bang, bang, whoever, or John, Tom, Bill, and Frank. You can't be doing all this. You got to have some stability. You have to have some stability in your life. One thing about once you create and have structure in your life, it leads to you being stable in life. So you have to create the, what's needed to be what you consider the structure of your life. That's based on your fundamental principles. Fundamental principles get you to what we call structure, and it gets you to stability. We want you to be a part of this show by giving us a call, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You get a chance to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, known as Dr. Lowe. We're in the neighborhood. We're doing this thing block by block. And you can just share your thoughts. So we look to have an awesome time here. We, you know, it's all about sharing some knowledge with you. And you communicate back with us. So give us a call. If not, if you're on Facebook, all you have to do in the comment section, I need for you to type in some comments. If you're on Instagram, I need for you in the question box section or comment section, type in your comment. Now, let me talk about what we're trying to make happen at WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We are wrapping off actually two trips at different times, and I'm going to give you the dates, and a two-bicycle, adult bicycle. June 30th, we're going to be raffling off a three-day, two-night trip to Orlando. We paid a hotel and the tax. You take care of your travel and your eats. You get an opportunity to win a trip by putting in or getting your Cash App to me. The raffle is June the 30th. We're going to make sure we raffle all that. But your Cash App being sent to me, whether it's through the comment section, DM, or sent through pretty much by calling in, it'll be great. But you can email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And then in July 15th, we will be raffling off two adult bikes. And we want you to have that opportunity by getting your Cash App in. Now, if you only have PayPal, send me your PayPal. Because what I want to do is sow a seed in your life. On behalf of WBSW Internet Talk Radio Station and Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Then on August 1st, we're going to have a four-day, three-night hotel being paid for in tax. You will take care of your travel and your meal to your choice. Either it's going to be Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or you can have Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Whatever you choose, we'll make sure we take care of that hotel and the tax. So you have an opportunity. If you're on Facebook right now, if you're on Instagram, go to the comment section. Put in your Cash App or your PayPal. If you're on Facebook, put in your comment in the comment section or DM me your Cash App or your PayPal. We want to give back, and that's what it's all about. Shout out to invest_with_Sarah_John454. Thank you all for joining us as well. Now, let's move forward and look at the wants. See, we have to really understand what wants are in a relationship. As I said earlier, the wants is something that you can compromise at. See, when you truly, truly need, you can't live without. So we just talk about some things that are humanistic that you have to do in the form of need to be successful in a relationship. Let's look at the wants. See, wants, a want is temporary. See, it don't always last because you want it because that desire for you want it right there. So you're excited about having it, but if it don't happen, you still gonna move on. As I said, want is a temporary thing. And it, even though they may induce feelings of satisfaction and gratification in the short term, is that what you want? See, and they may not necessarily serve like you think it should be. Webster defines wants as a desire or a wish for something. Again, a desire or a wish for something. So in your relationship, you desire something. You wish for something. However, it ain't what you need. It's what you really want. See, when you desire something, you're going to, and I tell you, to get with our Almighty God and pray with him and say, this is what I desire in my relationship, and that person that you're going to make sure we connect through our souls. Come on now. That's where you're going to connect. You know you have made that connection that we talked about earlier. That ain't so much. It's a want, but you're praying for it. But truly, truly, you if you don't get it, I ask you not to settle for less. You deserve more. You don't deserve less. So make sure that when you have that want, you understand that it's a desire. It's a wish. It ain't something that if you even get, you will be totally satisfied with it. You will have it, and it may not last long. See, we got to always keep that in mind. See, with, you know, want is something we may like to have rather than requirement for a healthy living or a healthy relationship. See, we got to really understand relationship wants. We call them, you know, as I said, we all have them. I'm sorry. We all have them. We all have wants in a relationship. We should have them. See, you should have the wants in your relationship. But when you think about relationship wants, we should hold on to the mindset. This is the mindset. You know, I talk about I love you. When we talk about I love you, we talk about love. Love is a state of mind. So that's a mindset. So when you want something out of a relationship, you need to hold on to the mindset. What will make me happy? See, happiness, joy, and peace is all about it. See, because we all deserve peace. We all deserve joy. We all deserve happiness. And in our society, all we want will allow us to get those things like happiness, joy, and peace. However, we always have to keep in mind, we also have to consider what other people want. in a relationship. That's what it's all about. Let's move forth and particularly look at what a woman needs from a man. You notice, I want to make sure that's clear. What a woman needs from a man. And there are certain things that we have to keep in mind. I want to take an opportunity as we go, ready to go back, go to the wants and needs from a man. We have a caller on. And I hope that caller will press one. I see him on so I can make sure I can make them live so they can share their thoughts to you. They might just be listening. I thank you so much for taking an opportunity to listen. Just actually to press one so we can make sure we get you on so you can share your thoughts. So let me see exactly what this person have on their mind. All right, the caller was 6115. You are now live on WDSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Do you have anything you want to share with us? Everything is silent, so I guess not. Appreciate you joining us at this point. And we just want to move to what a woman needs from a man. See, we can't operate to have healthy relationship till we know what both sides are looking for. See, you have to know exactly what a woman needs. See, truly, truly, a woman needs you to show kindness. That's what it's all about. Kindness. A woman needs you to be patient. A woman needs you to be understanding. A woman truly, truly wants you to be compassionate. See, in all relationships, we have to realize that being kind is so important. You being patient is the key. You can't just jump off and get mad. You have to, because things don't go the way you want it to go. You have to be patient to let things develop. Then you have to be able to communicate to give them a sense of understanding. You have to be willing to communicate. We talk about the L in love is all about listening. If I'm going to want to open the lines of communication up, I have to be able to listen and sometimes not talk. And when I'm talking, I expect you as the one that's in that role, a listener, is to take an opportunity to listen what I have to say. We may agree to disagree, but we have to allow individuals to have their voice. See, when we're talking about what a woman needs, we got to understand that you have to be able to be compassionate enough. See, compassion is important. See, if you compassion, you have an opportunity to understand what people are going through. See, too many times people forget about that. They always put their feelings first. They feel they can say and do anything to you. You're going to just be there because you supposed to be there. See, the thing about, you know, technology, I want to say this, we had two devices all of a sudden just get poor connection. But, you know, we're going to hang on in here. We're not going to get up. We're going to make sure this happens, and we get our word out to you. See, to be supported to the woman in your life can do a world of good. That's why I say it's so important to understand compassion, how compassionate requires you to be because of other feelings. See, we got to be knowing that people are going through things. If I decide to connect with you, I got to be able to be kind to you. I have to be respectful to you. I have to be supportive of you. I have to be patient in the situation. I have to have true understanding. I have to have empathy for you. I have to have compassion for you. So as a woman, she asked for my man, so can you give me these things? Can you share these thoughts? I want you to be a part of this conversation. The call-in number is 347-857-2192. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of it. As I look at the number, I have a real good idea of who this is that they're just listening. Thank you, because they texted me and told me they're going to be listening today. It would be nice if you just jump in and share your thoughts, because she's one of the hosts of one of our shows, which is on Sunday, to tell the truth. So I want you to be able to share your thoughts if you think you have a minute to do that. Now, let's move forward to what do men need in a relationship. See, sometimes we think it's a one-way street. It's a two-way street. See, even though he may never verbalize what he needs or say so, you have to realize that everybody truly wants to be happy. And your needs comes in all forms. See, we said what a man want or need, but we're going to talk about his wants. And then we're going to come to his need. See, a man needs to be happy. You want to make him happy. But it's making him happy. That requires everybody to try to be on the same page. We have to upgrade our communication. We have to make sure we're honest. We have to make sure we're trustworthy. We got to make sure we're ready to show love when it's time to show love. See, we got to be able to love all the time, because if it's a state of mind, you're going to love that person, but you got to love yourself first. It's all about self-love, and that's what it's all about. Now, let's make sure we understand when a man wants something and in a relationship besides just happiness, he also has some interest. You have to show interest in what he's interested in. You cannot just have it your way, because he wants you to be able to be interested in what he's interested in. His interests are just important. It's not just doing it your way. It's doing both of our way. So let's truly look at what some men and a lot of men are. They're interested in sometimes wanting you to initiate sex. See, we don't want to talk about it. See, you show them interest because you initiate sex at times. See, that physical touch, that may be his love language. He hasn't quite understood that he thinks through just sex is the way you show interest in him. But that's his love language, physical touch. And he likes to be touched. He has to understand where he is. Just like the young lady has to understand where they are. So we have to keep in mind, when we're talking about what a man wants in a relationship, we know he truly wants to always pat him on the back. See, men, we are egotistic. We're all about egos. Come on now. We want our ego to be stroked on a full-time basis. What we have to understand, and the female in the relationship have to understand, or the partner in the relationship, you got to stroke his ego. See, you got to keep him happy. Come on. Keep him interested in what's going on. Making sure that you give him praise. Because, see, by giving him praise, he now really needs to function like he needs to function, and he will function, because he needs that. He needs it so deep. It runs so deep inside of him that he has to be praised. He wants you to acknowledge him. He truly wants you to be, he wants you to respect him. See, the thing about it, I always said, don't ask for respect. Don't ask for praise. Don't ask for acknowledgement from other people, and you're not willing to do it. So you got to do it. It's required that you do it. So we have to make sure we keep in mind that You give praise because that's what he wants. Acknowledgement, that's what he wants. Respect, that's what he wants. See, one of the things, I'll go back in a conversation as I was communicating with one of the co-hosts on our show on Tuesday night. And he was talking about as he communicated through when he first started dating and eventually got married, he asked a question. And the question is asking that woman, what is important? What do you really need? Now, you know, a lot of said what you want, because it's important. You said, what do you really need? And then he found out, the young lady said, I need love. Come on now. In return, she asked him, what do you need? I had talked about the things, kindness, patience, understanding, empathy, compassion, all of these things that a woman needs from a man. And a man needs to have happiness. He needs to have you show interest in him. Give him that praise, acknowledgement, respect. That's the one. That's the first thing came out of his mouth. He said, I just want to be respected. See, the thing about it, everybody want to be respected. But for a man to be respected, you know, we said punch him below the belt. See, some people, when they get angry, your partner get angry with, especially when a man in a relationship and their partner get mad and they punch him below the belt. They are high on that. That's respect. You're disrespecting me because you're hitting me below the belt. But neither one should be doing that. I want you to keep that in mind, because you're there to build confidence. You're there to encourage adventure. You're there to work on his ability to love you, the ability to take care of you, the ability to provide, ability to protect you. You ain't there to be hurt. You ain't there to be humiliated. And you ain't there to be abused. Now, you have to decide what you want from him, what you want and what you need. See, the thing about that, two different things. Now, if you want him to respect you, that's what you demand. If you want him to be kind, you demand that. If you want him to be patient, demand that. If you want him to understand you, demand him. But all that requires communication. You have to communicate with him so he can understand what he needs to do. See, it's all about listening to the other individual. Now, as we build confidence in a relationship, we have to look at things like truly, truly emotional things. See, both men and women operate on emotion. See, the thing about women, you know, we'll say that women operate on emotion, men operate off egos, but it's all tied up in emotion, that emotion. Now, if you're talking about a man and talking about what he truly, truly needs to be satisfied in a marriage, you got to keep in mind, a man needs to feel admired and held in high regards. A woman needs to be admired and held in high regards as well. See, a man feel like he's more or less attractive. A woman needs to be felt attracted to. A man may need to have companionship and do things with their spouse. A woman needs companionship and will do things with their spouse. Come on now. A man needs to be sexually fulfilled. A woman needs to be sexually fulfilled. Come on now. Now come on, work with me now. Said, men need to feel support. Oh, come on now. A woman needs to be supported, encouraged, so she can be empowered. A man needs the same thing. So these are the things that we know that a man and a woman need. See, they want. I start out saying to satisfy a marriage, this is what a man needs, but this is what a woman needs as well. All right, we want you to be a part of the show. Give us a call, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can be a part of the show. It's awesome to have the calls we have on here now. You're just listening. Thank you so much. And listeners as well, and Instagram as well as Facebook. Thank you so much for taking time for just to listen to see, will this make a difference? Is something we're seeing that will help us understand where we need to be, how we can have a relationship that includes wants, needs, and deal breakers. See, we always have to keep that in mind because it's so important. See, we're going to roll back more on the deal breaker, on Thursday. But we're trying to share the wants and needs. Now, let's look at in a relationship, a deep loving relationship. What are the needs to foster a deep and loving relationship? I'm going to say something that I want you to think about what I said earlier. One of the key things is kind. You know, it's up there when we was talking about what a woman needs from a man. Kindness was it. So in a deep and loving relationship, you have to be kind to each other. You have to be constant, making sure you be consistent, stay on top of it. You have to have honest communication or conversation. You have to have the willingness. And when I talk about characteristics, one of the characteristics that for a healthy relationship is always willingness. If you're willing to put the work in, there are going to be some difficult times. We're going to have some disagreement. Are you willing to put the work in? Keep that in mind, the willingness. A sense of humor. See, all of the things relate to happiness in a relationship, in a marriage or a life partnership, whatever you're involved with, whether you a family relationship, sometimes you have to tell a joke. Sometimes you have to be funny. We didn't say all the time, but sometimes. With all the health crisis and situation we're going on today, through COVID-19, you have to tell a joke to kind of distract you from the rigid crisis of the day. So we have to make sure we have a sense of humor. You know, I have these three L's that I operate as an administrator, educational administrator for the 30-plus years. I would always tell individual parents, students, community leaders, whoever it is, that I want to be fair, I'm going to be firm, and at time, I'm going to be funny enough to tell a joke, or funny enough to smile, or funny enough to keep that going, because that is what it's all about, making sure we be relaxed. Because we have enough going on in the rigorous of our daily life. So in a relationship that's deep and loving, make sure you have a sense of humor. Then next, be able to share life lessons with the one you love. You have to talk about your experience allows you to mature and deal with things, but to share it with someone else is so important. That allows them. We talk about how we're going to prepare boys and girls for a healthy relationship. We have to model. And if you're going to model, you have to use your life experience to be able to model. And that's what it's all about. That's the key to it, showing them what should be done. Now, let's take a look at looking at qualities that's required not only for a healthy relationship, it's required for a healthy marriage and a life partnership. We said earlier about respect. Mutual respect is required. It's demanding, and you cannot function without it. See, respect means that each person values who the other is. And understand the other person's boundaries. See, that's another thing when you're talking about setting up a healthy relationship. Boundaries. We all have to have boundaries and share those boundaries with other people. We cannot keep the boundaries. But respect is so important. Don't ever let anybody hurt, humiliate, abuse you. Because respect is required to love you. Respect is required to provide for you. Respect is required to protect you. And when they are humiliating you, they're hurting you, they're abusing you in that relationship, that means they disrespecting you anytime they want to. Don't allow that to happen. Trust. These are the quality, and these two are mentioned, the mutual respect and trust is so important. See, you have to trust that person. See, your partner should place trust in you, and you place trust in them. The reason why, it eliminates doubt in a relationship. We need to make sure you get in your Cash App so you can be a part of the raffle on June the 30th, which is a 3-day, 2-night trip to Orlando, Florida, as well as you're going to sow a seed by using your Cash App or your PayPal or Apple Pay. Just send it to me and we'll work it out to make sure we sow a seed and make sure we have you in the raffle for June 30th. Also on June the 15th, we give away 2 adult bikes. It'll be 2 raffles. We're going to have 2 raffles that day to give away those 2 bikes. And then on August 1st, we'll be 4-day, 3-night hotel and tax being paid for by myself. That takes you to your choice between Myrtle Beach or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Get your Cash out, get your PayPal, get your Apple Pay in, get your GPay in, however you want to get it to me, where you can receive funds or receive the information so it can go into the raffle so we can put your name in so you'll have a chance to win one of those raffles. We want to give a shout out for the first raffle that we raffle off was the winner, Tara Pickett. She won the selection of the trip to Atlanta, 3 days and 2 nights. She's choosing to go to Atlanta. We say congratulations again to her for being a part of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Last, we're going to finish up with the last quality that's required for a healthy relationship, marriage, or life partnership. Honesty. You have to be honest. If you're not willing to put the work in, tell them. Don't hold back. Then compromise. You know, as we talked about earlier, we were saying that a need is something you can't live without. A want is something that you can compromise on. You have to be able to compromise. Individuality. In a relationship, everybody is an individual. You have to learn them. That's why we have our tiers of a relationship and a reminder of the tiers. You have the associate tier. When you meet that person, get their name. If you want to know more, you move to the second tier, which is acquaintance. Now you're trying to get more information. The third tier is friendship. We have to keep in mind that you develop friendship through getting to know someone. Fourth is romantic. That's when you have decided to come together and find out our individualities, find out our qualities so we can develop a relationship. And next you have truly the stage of life partner. That could be marriage, for sure. That you're willing to understand that I walked the tears of a relationship to now making that commitment to be life partners. That's what it's all about. And we have to keep that in mind. That's what it's all about. The last two I want to share is good communication. We call it healthy communication. We call it the ability to share something through listening and also articulating. Make sure you are able to have good communication skills. Anger control. UK, get so mad that you decide to say something that you're going to regret. I tell people the most hurtful things that you can encounter is what comes out of someone's mouth. You can't take it back. You might want to, but you can't take it back. Be careful what you say. Not only being careful what you do. We have to always keep that in mind. And last, we want to quickly touch on the basic emotional needs. I didn't say wants. Needs is something you have to have. You can't live without. So the basic emotional needs for the success of a healthy relationship and marriage. They're broken down in a three core type of situation called emotional needs. Those are status would be number one. Status means feeling important, challenged, or superior. That's something our emotional part grab hold and gravitate toward. Status. How do you see me in the community? How do you see me in society? It's important. That's feeling important. The next emotional need that is the core of a successful, healthy relationship is safety. We got to understand it's so important to feel safe and reliable. Feeling trust is a requirement. It's a need that got to exist. Next, we always have to remember connection. Communication being one of the traits and characteristics. Good communication is important. Being able to have healthy conversation. See, connection truly allows you to communicate with each other. And focusing on connection, connection means feeling understood and appreciated. Sharing values and similar experience. Those status, those emotional needs helped you to be successful in a relationship. Status, connection, and safety. Those are the three things. Now you have to ask yourself as we leave the show today, how do they work together? You ask yourself in your relationship, how do status, connection, safety work together to have a happy, healthy relationship, building a strong one? It's been awesome coming for you today. I thank each and every one of you for taking time to check out the show, The Wants and Needs. That's the wants versus needs in a healthy relationship. We'll be coming back on Truly True on Thursday talking about the wants, the needs, and the deal breaker. And we're going to talk about that on Thursday at 1 o'clock. But tonight, we need you to join us. Take time to join us tonight for the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. We'll be coming on at 7 o'clock tonight. The co-host and I will be sharing some awesome things with you tonight. we're going to just be talking about truly relationship. And that might be what we'll talk about, the deal breaker. So we look forward to having you tonight. I thank you so much. I want you to keep in mind, this is real talk. You may not agree with everything you're saying or everything I'm saying. However, you have an opportunity to develop your own, reassess your life, assess your life, see how assess your relationship. Is it a healthy relationship? Is it a healthy relationship? What emotional needs do you have to have in that relationship? What is your core emotional need? Ask yourself that. We ask you to be responsible as we move forward through this health crisis as well as through life. We ask you to hashtag keep on grinding, because in a relationship it requires hard work. Are you willing to put the work in? Hashtag communicate for understanding. Make sure the four is F-O-R-U, four, not four. That's four, the number four. That is love, L-O-V-E. Four is love. Communicate. That requires you to love so you can have understanding. That's what it's all about. Next, hashtag one life matter. Hashtag mindset. Set your mind on success. Set your mind on having a healthy relationship. Know what you want, what you need. And later on tonight, we're going to talk about wants, need, and deal breaker. Check that out tonight at 7 o'clock. Blog Talk Radio, which is our radio station, WSW, which is at Talk Radio. Facebook, Dr. L. DiAlberto Smith. Instagram, you have the same opportunity on Partners with the Brothers. Let me give a shout out to those brothers again. The brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Greenville, Alabama, Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville with the number 10 is their handle on Instagram. Check them out. Request to follow them. Be a part of it. And you can be with us every day, every show. It's been awesome, but as we close it out, God has been so good. He blessed us to see another day. See, we've had our ups and downs. But as he touches what we're doing, he will allow us to encounter joy. And it's all about in a relationship, wants versus needs in a healthy relationship. So, have an awesome rest of the day or afternoon. Check us out at 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to come hard. We're going to come fast. And we want you to be a part of it. So make sure you tune in at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and out on the 6 o'clock on that coast. We're going to talk about relationships. Yes, we're talking about wants and needs, but it's going to tie into our topic tonight, how to prevent from being in a toxic relationship. Oh, man, it's going to be awesome tonight. We look to have you there. So think about the joy that we're encountering and think about the peace, the happiness. Focus on that. Put the work in to be happy. So your wants versus your need bring about a happy relationship. A shout out to Latasha Ward. Thank you, Latasha Ward. Latay Pickett, member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, inspired to inspire. She inspired me. Thank you so much. We also will give a shout out to 1914_357, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, M. Dillon, 1874. Thank you so much for checking us out as well. Then we have invest_with_Sarah_John 454. Now get with me. We're going to put you on the show so you can talk about how to invest with Sarah and John. Also, we want to give a shout out to our host of Tell the Truth that Sunday at 3 o'clock on the third Sunday, and she was on the line. Thank you so much. She's gone now. Thank you so much, Christine Walters. I understand you're traveling now. Thank you for taking time while you're traveling or to enjoy the show. Thank you so much. It's been awesome. God is so good and blesses one more time to get to a point that we're truly, truly blessed and encouraged. Be thankful for this day. Give him the praise because it's all about joy in your life. And it comes through our Lord and Savior. No matter what's going on throughout the night, joy comes in the morning. Tell your fellow members you love them. You can call them, or you can physically find them and give them a hug, or do it virtual. We ask you to do that. Love is the essence of the soul. So check us out tonight as we talk about how to prevent from being in a toxic relationship at 7 o'clock on the Dr. Lowe's show, the real relationship talk show with no filter. Thank you so much for joining us. And as I close it out every show, because I truly, truly love you, because I know God loves me, and I love you. And I'm going to share that with you. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day.